Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 Pigskin Nation. We have week three. Week two is in the books. And let's turn it over to the phone lines real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have Lou.
Hello,
Lou,
everybody.
From Brooklyn. Give it up for Lou. Lou from Brooklyn Matters, baby. Tell us about it, Lou.
Right.
What's going on, Lou? You doing all right tonight?
What?
Yeah. You doing all right tonight, Lou?
Oh, yeah. Real good.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Also joining us tonight, as always, Mr. Hollywood.
The United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood, Tony P, President.
And he will remind you
United.
Every time. Yes.
Every single time. I got a
Mr.
tattooed
President.
On my arm just to remind you.
No,
you
really got a tattoo? Nah.
Yes, sir. It says Hollywood right on
All
my
right,
arm.
That's cool.
And for those of you who don't know, Lou is Hollywood's father, right? So we've got
yes,
that off the table right now. Let's close the curtain
yeah.
and start the show. And by the way, if you want to call in, it's 515-605-9753. Mr. Hollywood, what's that number?
I don't know.
515-605-9753.
9753. That's it.
All right, so... Hey, let's get started with the show. Guys, interesting week behind us now. It's all gone. It's in the books.
Right.
And, of course, we did our predictions. We're going to go over that, and we're going to predict the new ones as well.
Right.
But
let's start off
with the big injury of the week, guys. Yeah. Nick Chubb injured so gruesome that they didn't even show the replay.
You know that they signed that guy Kareem Hunt? He started with that team, I think. And he got a lot of money, $4 million or something. Or $400,000, I don't know the exact.
That's a good sign for them, I think.
Yeah,
I think he's a power runner.
Yeah.
I think he's a good fit for Browns right now. And keep in mind, the Browns, they're 2-0, right? Are they 2-0?
Watson, the quarterback.
Oh, no, they went down to 1-1. They lost at the end to the Steelers.
Sean Watson, yep.
Oh, yeah, that was a hell of a game there at the end.
He's going to get better. He didn't play football for 2 full years, that guy.
So the thing with Chubb is he has been injured before. Has had the same legs, no less, same knee. So we wish him the best here at the
Pigskin
Nation.
He's a great running back, that guy. I'm telling you, before he got hurt, he was, you know, getting his yards.
Well, that begs the question, Big Lou. What are your thoughts? Does he make a recovery having had the same injury twice, or is this a career season?
With Saquon Barkley?
Career injury.
You're talking about Chubb, right?
Chubb,
Chubb. But that guy
is he done for his career,
injuries.
You think?
It could have an effect on his career because he's out for the whole year. He ain't coming back until next year. So, you know, and they said he had something just like that before. It's like
Saquon. When he was at Georgia. So, Mr. Hollywood, do you think that he will make a recovery and come back, or do you think that it's career-ending?
I don't have any clue who that is, so yes.
What was the injury?
Let me find
John?
Out.
What was his injury again? Yeah. Was it the?
Who's on first? What's his injury? I don't know. Start base.
No. What was the injury? Was it patella, the tendon, like Aaron Rodgers?
So the article that I read didn't mention the injury,
right.
Like the specific injury,
right.
But they just say it's a left injury that will require surgery,
yep.
And he's going to have to go through another, rehabilitation to get, back to playing.
Does he have five years to make a comeback? Is he in the league 5 years? Because then he could get his pension. Because they get the big pensions, the NFL.
Yeah. I don't know how long he's been, but they're saying that he likely tore several ligaments.
Wow.
So we'll see how that
right.
develops. But
ACL,
yeah.
All of those, yeah.
This, I'm sure he'll be missed there. But Kareem Hunt, I think he'll be a good fit for them. So
yep.
Moving on from the Chubb's
injury.
Let's
get injury. To our results. Let's talk about
yeah,
our points.
Me,
I want to.
Wait.
I want to talk about the standings first, all right? Because some interesting things developed.
Why do you want to talk about this?
Because we got the Dolphins at 2-0.
2-0.
We got the Ravens at 2-0, and those are the only teams, by the way, on the AFC.
American Conference.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we get to the games, man. Come on.
Yeah, all right. Let's do the games.
All right, well, let's move on then, Mr. President.
All right, let's start with the first game, all right? The Eagles against the Vikings. Like, we all
the
picked
Vikings.
The Eagles. Now, what happened to that game? Who's going to find out the scores and everything now? That was on Thursday of week two.
Eagles-Vikings.
Who won?
What did we take? Who did we all
picked the Eagles.
So we
Eagles
all
Vikings.
Won.
You're talking
right?
about Eagles Giants?
Well, they won, the Eagles, right. Okay, so here we go. The Giants Cardinals. We all picked the Giants, and they won. Okay.
Hold
so
on,
all...
the points. I got to go back.
Right,
so
whoever
did the Eagles win?
You said they did. I don't know.
I don't know.
Wait, it's like a comedy act.
Bunch of
I don't have
amateurs,
the information
man.
In front of me at the moment.
All right, I got the shit. So the Eagles.
Eagles won.
They're playing
right.
the Buccaneers this week.
No,
okay,
so
week two,
so
Eagles
we
Vikings.
All,
so the
we
Eagles
all had
won
the Giants.
34-28.
Right. Now
right,
9-7-9. Write it down. 9-7-9.
That Chuck writes that down the scores.
Sure he does. 9-7-9.
I'm not writing it down. I didn't write it down last
oh,
week.
Oh, somebody asked.
9-7-9. That's all. I'll just keep saying
okay.
it. 9-7-9.
The Cowboys against the Jets. You and Chuck picked the Cowboys. I picked the Jets. I lose.
10-8-9.
All
right.
The Cowboys, by the way, 2-0 on the year.
Yeah,
and teams are already saying
they have
well,
a very
the Eagles. Even the Eagles media is already saying that the Cowboys are a top threat
yeah.
to the Eagles Super Bowl berth.
You know, it's only two games still. Usually
that's what I'm saying.
It's
a long way to go, man.
Yeah.
It's a long
right.
way to go.
There's 15
grueling
games
season.
Left. Here we go. The Chargers against the Titans. We all picked the Chargers. Who won? I hear silence.
The Chargers and the Titans. Let's see. No, man. If you're going to do this, you're going to have to keep up with it. Because I got to be scrolling through here and shit until I find
yeah,
them.
I got the
Chargers
Titans. Like the newspapers, and I got this part, and it has, that's what I'm using.
I don't have anything. Okay, I don't have a pen, nothing.
Okay,
this is fucking freeloading.
The Chargers.
All right, so the Titans won 27-24.
All right.
In a game that I know for a fact I said the Chargers were going to win. It was a overtime. The Titans
but
came
Chargers
back and won
lost,
that game.
Right. But did the Chargers win?
Who had what?
We all had the Chargers.
We all had the Chargers, so it's 11-9.
Who's keeping score? Nobody's keeping
Ali.
Score.
Me now. I have no choice. I'm using my phone and a text because I don't have a pen.
Well,
all
shit.
Right. So we all had the Chargers. Next game, Packers against the Falcons. Me and Chuck had the Packers.
Oh, I know that one. The Falcons one, right?
Falcons in Hollywood, right. So what?
Who won? No, did the Falcons win? Who won?
I don't know. I'm getting some shit over here, man. Let me see. The Falcons, they beat the Packers. The Falcons also, by the way.
Oh, the Falcons won.
2-0. I mean, I'm sorry, not the Packers. The Falcons beat the Packers.
The Falcons
and the
beat
Falcons,
the Packers.
Surprisingly, are 2-0.
Yeah.
But like Lou said,
so
there's
what
still
did
a
we
lot
have?
Of games left.
So me and Chuck had the
have?
Packers, and you had the Falcons.
Yeah,
I had the Falcons. Okay, good. 11-10. To 10 now. Okay.
Now,
so who's got 11?
The Colts.
You do, you bastard.
Colts. Colts against
you've got
the
11.
Texans.
Lou had 10. I have 10.
Colts against the Texans. I picked the Colts. Chuck and you.
Then who won? Chuck. The Texans lost, right?
Yeah, the Texans lost, man. Get off
so
the,
I
get
had
off the, pipe,
Colts.
Man.
I
the Texans lost. The Colts beat the shit out of them.
I like that kid.
31-20.
But Richardson.
So who had who?
I had the Colts, and you and Chuck had the Texans.
So 11-10-11 now. Okay.
All right, here we go. The Lions against the Seattle Seahawks. I had Chuck. And I had the Lions.
The Lions.
And you had the Seahawks. So I know I have a – I think the Seahawks won in overtime. Yep.
The Seahawks won indeed in overtime. Yes, they
yep.
did.
Yep.
So the score is now 11-11-11.
Wow.
11-11-11. I was
okay.
right. Yeah.
Buccaneers. Tampa Bay. Buccaneers against the – the Bears, Chicago Bears. All right. Hollywood had the Buccaneers. Chuck had the Buccaneers. And I had the Bears. Why
well,
so
the
we
Buccaneers
get a point
won.
You don't.
I don't. That's right.
The Buccaneers won.
You know, though, the guy Fields, the quarterback, they're so stupid. They should go back and get the college-like playbook. Because he was good in college, and he was a passer, not a runner. And the coaches are screwing this kid up, man. I'm telling
man,
you.
Man, the thing about this is, though, you talk the Colts. What are you talking about, the Colts?
No,
we're
the,
talking about
the
you're
Colts,
talking about
the Bears.
The Bears.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something, man. It's funny you should mention that, because I've always thought this kid is a bust. He's a freaking bust, man. It seems like the media
right.
is trying to make him better than what he is. It's a bunch of horse shit is what it
right.
is. And let me tell you, this whole fucking team is crumbling apart right now.
Here it is.
The defensive coordinator just fucking quit, retired out of nowhere. Who the fuck
why
retires
does he
two
think
games
that he
in?
Could run for
obviously,
first
it's a shit show
it's
for
right.
him to be like, no, nah, fuck this shit. I got to go. It's a fucking shit
right.
show. And now you got the quarterback talking about he put out some tweet or some shit. Some
yeah.
madness
he lied too,
about
said,
talking shit about the team. Then
yeah.
he goes back and he tries to cover it up by saying that he
yeah.
made robotic comments. Yeah.
Because
the
all
the
writers were
that.
Like ripping him.
The guy's a piece of shit, man.
Right, man. You know, it is, the owner of that team built a crap team, man. That's it. Okay, the Bills. The Buffalo Bills against the Raiders. Arizona. That's where they play
oh,
now.
Oh, good. So... I well, said Buffalo, and I know.
We all had Buffalo.
So we all get the points. Yay.
And here we
so
go.
What
the
we get?
Raiders
what kind
lost,
of
I'm sure. 13-12.
13-12.
All right.
That was
because
so
the Raiders lost. Of course, the Raiders lost.
Right. Okay. The Kansas City Chiefs against the Jaguars. We all had the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think we won with that one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
Chuck?
All right. So Kansas City and the Chiefs, let's see who won that one. Obviously, the Chiefs won in that one.
Yep.
They
lost the first game. They haven't lost. Usually, they don't. They're 1-1 now. Anyway, we'll go
to...
They're not playing.
Oh, wait a
like
minute. Well, how the hell did we all get the points then?
Because we
Sports,
all
because we all chose the.
I have it in
Chiefs.
Here. I wrote them down every
we
week.
We all chose the Chiefs, and the Chiefs won.
Yep.
Like
oh
the song
yeah,
says,
I knew that was
we chose
happen.
The Chiefs, and the
yeah.
Chiefs
yeah, yeah, yeah.
won. We chose the Chiefs, and the Chiefs won.
Here we go now.
14-14-13.
Cincinnati Bengals against the Ravens. Chuck
oh
had
man,
the Bengals. I had the Bengals. And Hollywood had the Ravens. I think the Ravens won that game, if I'm not mistaken.
The Ravens did indeed win that game. The Ravens are undefeated right now. And I'll
Hollywood
tell you what, man,
the
Ravens
that.
Right now, two games in, are looking like they're going to be serious.
Yep.
They're looking like they're going to be serious.
And we are
and
tied
I'll tell
again.
You what,
oh,
after 14-14
Yeah.
I got 15 Hollywood Tony P, 13 Lou, and 14
bullshit.
Chuck.
I've been counting. Listen, I've been counting right here in front. It was 12, 12,
here
11.
We go.
Then it was 13, 13, 12. Then it was 14, 14, 13. Then it was 14, 14, 14, because I got that right. You both said the other one, so quit trying to bullshit. It's all tied up at 14.
All right, Tampa Bay 49ers.
You're out of line, man. I've been counting two. I've got it written down, and I have you in the
lead. I have it written down right here, too. I have it written down, too. 14,
yeah, I knew this was
going to
turn into a bunch of
49ers against the Rams. We all had the 49ers, so we all
and
win.
And the 49ers
that.
Won.
Yep.
15-15.
Now. The Denver Broncos against the Commanders. We all picked the Broncos, and we lost again by 1 or 2 points. I know that.
And by
15
the way,
to 15 to 15.
The
and here
Commanders
is,
are. I mean, I'm talking. I'm sorry, the Commanders.
The Broncos.
The Redskins. Let me
Command,
tell you something about
they
the
have
Redskins.
A great young
all of a
quarterback,
sudden,
Chuck.
All of a sudden, the Redskins are undefeated, Lou.
Yep. And they have a great young quarterback, and a lot of people are, like, talking about him. So, you know, I'm going to keep an eye on that team, that's for sure.
So we're
and
still
yeah,
at 15-15-15,
sure. Right.
So, yeah.
Miami Dolphins against the Patriots. Chuck had the Dolphins, Hollywood had the Dolphins, and I had the Patriots.
And the Dolphins won 24-17.
Yep. This
week and
16-15.
Okay, here
I don't
we
know
go.
About, I don't know about the Dolphins. I mean, they look for real, but that
yeah,
coach
I,
just
the Dolphins,
strikes me as a little bit unnerving.
They're going to lose next week. Actually, they're going to win next week, honestly.
The Dolphins,
really,
you want to hear something?
They're gonna win as much. I guess I said they're going to lose, so apparently they're going to lose, even
yeah,
though they're playing the Broncos,
they
so they're going to win. But they're going to lose, I guess.
Yep,
I have to say that as a Bronco fan, but our season's done. It's 0-18 for us. And
yeah,
anyway, 16-16. Who gives a shit? Man, Joseph gave up a 30-point. It was like a 30-point lead. They want the defensive guy out, Vance Joseph. They want him fired. The town, the whole state wants the defense guy, Vance Joseph. Fire! And I can't
Monday,
believe they brought him back. But we'll talk about that later. 16-15.
Monday Night Football is the last two. The New Orleans Saints against the Carolina Panthers. I had the Saints. Chuck had the Saints. And Hollywood had Panthers. And I think the Saints won, right?
The Saints did indeed win. The Saints also now 2-0 for a great start, 16, perfect start.
16.
So it was It was 17-20 was the score.
Saints,
Saints
have a good
came
team.
Out on top. So
Saints,
what's the score now, HTP?
There's one more game.
17, you're winning now. 17-16-16.
Here we go.
Me and my father are tied. Last game.
Last game. Pittsburgh Steelers against the Cleveland Browns. Now, here we go. Hollywood had the Steelers. Chuck and me had the Browns. And who won that one?
The Steelers came up upsetting the Browns at the end.
Hollywood
Deshaun Watson was all kinds of mad, shoving a referee and didn't get thrown out of the game.
Kicking a guy
down by the fucking face mask and just, you know, Deshaun Watson was out of line. I'm sure he had
did
his
I
own
get the point? Did you both? Who got the point? Me, right? And you
Steelers,
both didn't.
The Steelers won.
Steelers,
yeah.
I had Browns.
And I chose the Steelers. So 17-17-16. Me and Chuck are now tied again, and Lou is trailing 16-1. So good.
I
made
have
it come
a break
back.
Now before we pick. This week.
Now we have it. We could talk about all you want now. I wanted to get that out of the way because I wanted to just reiterate.
We still have to do week three. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to do that yet, but that was. I have to say about this whole week, what I have to say is this. There were a lot of good games. There were a lot of shitty games. You can see what teams now, right, are going to probably be a good team. You can see ones that are going to be shit. I don't think the Bengals are, I don't know.
Who would have thought that the Redskins would be good? I call them the Redskins. I hate that new name.
The Jets got trampled. I mean, that was, you know.
That quarterback, the kid, he gets scared. You could see it in his eyes. He looks like a kid playing with a Met, you know. No good. They got to get a quarterback. Somebody better trade with them. Yep.
Interesting.
That's one thing, though, man. Teams don't like to give other teams good quarterback is a key is the key position in the NFL. They get the most money.
And it's a shame. I bet if Aaron Rodgers was there, they'd be 2-0. They would probably be 2-0.
Because he's so good quarterback and he audibles right, and this kid gets scared when he sees somebody blitzing or something.
Let me tell you, nobody would have thought that fucking Baker Mayfield would have the Buccaneers.
I never thought he would be anything. Possible.
So who are the undefeated now again, Chuck? Chuck, who's the undefeated teams now?
All right, so the undefeated teams, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Redskins, the 49ers. The Falcons, surprisingly. The Falcons. Who the fuck would have thought?
Right.
Falcons.
They got rid of the quarterback, Ryan.
Then we got the Dolphins and the Ravens. Those are the only teams that are undefeated.
The Dolphins are going to be a surprise team because they have a young defense.
They will probably be 3-0. I will have to pick the Broncos because I'm a Bronco, but I think that the Broncos are going to lose again. And I think that the Dolphins have a pretty good chance because the Broncos are going there, and it's down at sea level. It's the humidity. The Broncos are sucky. I don't think
nice
that.
Was it, man? Unless
well, yeah,
get,
but it's going to be. I just don't think that Denver's going to win. And so if the Dolphins end up going 3-0, that's amazing for the Dolphins, right? Like, that's like
play,
the Falcons.
They play
like,
Denver this coming weekend, right?
That's what I said. That's why
that I still think that coach of the Dolphins worries too much about how he fucking looks, man. If he could just get over that, he'd be all right.
And the quarterback, they worry about him getting a concussion. Because the next
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a freaking pipsqueak. What do you expect? He's a freaking pipsqueak, just like that kid they got over there at the Panthers.
I think his name, right? And,
freaking pipsqueak. You roll over him, and he's got a concussion.
Yeah, but you know what? At least they play on real grass. I hate artificial turf. I don't care. When you see that black stuff, you ever see when they make a reception and their cleats, their rubber cleats
oh,
go
yeah.
against?
They bring
and
up
you
those
see this
black
rubber,
pellets.
Like, chopped up tires come up in the air. Oh, man, that's not real dirt, man. It's like about
Yeah, you know what it is, right?
What
you know
is
what it?
It
is, right? It's a bunch of fucking horse shit. And
yeah,
they didn't even
I don't
fucking
like
play
it.
On real grass.
The NFL
that's
wants
what it is.
All the teams to put in real grass. Because they said, look at England soccer, right? They have cold weather. It rains. Their grass is so great, and they wear, you know, soccer cleats. And they don't rip up the turf. And it's such good turf, man. Beautiful, man, like a putting green. They want, and if
Chuck,
they want to
the
cut
Cowboys,
down,
so do you think that you got a shot this year? I mean, you're a Cowboy fan, right? You're undefeated. How does it feel to be undefeated?
I do, but I want to talk more about this green grass they got over there in England. Is it any good? What grade
great,
is it?
Man. Put like on
grade?
Saturday, put on USA Network. They have games from England. It's a 5-hour difference. Like, in other words, if it's 10 o'clock in New York, it would be 11, 12, 3 o'clock in England, right?
I mean, green grass is good.
And
like
the grass is great. Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, man, good grass.
Good.
So, yeah, the Cowboys.
That's what I'm saying. It's 2023, and all these horticulturists and stuff, they made great grass in England. And it rains, and they cover
it. There's nothing like smoking great grass. It's just wonderful. Great
I don't
grass.
Even know if Great Britain has it. Is it legal in England?
Yeah.
Is weed
I mean,
legal?
I've got some beautiful, fantastic grass right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just beautiful. It's hot as hell, and everything is dry and brittle except for my
and
grass.
And you want to know something? If you do the right thing, you can get the right, you get the right product. Yeah.
So getting back to the news, the Cowboys, breaking news, Fox Sports is reporting that go ahead and bet on the Cowboys to win the NFC East.
Yeah, but that means they might.
It's a bit
you know
premature.
What? They're going to fight it out with Philadelphia. That's what's going to happen.
Well, let me tell you, man. It's a bit premature, yes. But damn it, that freaking Micah Parsons, man, he's playing like a freaking
yeah,
beast.
Now who knows what the command is with that young quarterback? Maybe
yeah, I wish I knew that kid's name. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Right. I didn't need it until today, and I forgot his name. They were bragging about this kid. Yep. So you don't have to be a number one pick. Tom Brady wasn't a number one. He was a number two. Second round, right? Was he?
No,
he was like
Tom
a
Brady
late
was
round.
The,
he
was the last pick of the draft that year.
Whoa.
He
was
number
so they
299.
Give I think they give them something with being the last pick. I don't know
yeah,
what
Mr. Irreparable or Mr.
Irrelevant.
Whatever.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Well, okay, so those are the undefeated teams. What about the teams that are now all of the losses, and we can go there because there's a few of those who are the teams who have been unbeaten.
Some teams lost by
so
only a couple of points.
Surprisingly, the Chargers are 0-2.
Yeah.
And
a lot of teams.
I'm just going to say it right now. I wasn't expecting anything out of the Broncos. I saw through all of the Sean Payton hype. And Russell Wilson, I still have Sean Payton putting out a fucking bounty on Russell Wilson before the middle of the season.
They're only one game out of first place, though. They're only
right.
one game
and
out of first place.
And they only lose by 1 or 2 points. That tells you that they're always in the game, man. And
but they're still 0-2. It's the defense. They shouldn't even be in that situation. Yes, it was pass interference at the end of the game. They shouldn't be in that situation. It was 24-3 at half. It was 24-3 at half. You don't fucking let the other team get 32 unanswered points in the second half. Like, what
right.
the fuck is wrong with
I
you?
I don't understand.
Like, what kind of that doesn't happen.
Some
the other big
that's
surprise.
That's the defense.
Some
referees.
It's not Russell Wilson, though. You can't blame him. He put up numbers. He's number four. He's number four in quarterback rating in the league.
Yeah.
He's number four. He just broke that record. He
I'll
had
tell
a
you
really
one
good
thing.
Week.
The
three
guy
touchdowns,
came
300
from
yards.
From a lousy year last year, he came back pretty good this year.
But that's why I said the defense is the problem. That's what's going on. That's what the town and everybody wants Vance Joseph gone. And it's because he plays pre-bend. He plays the bend, don't break, the pre-bend defense.
Sean
Payton
says that you got to have patience. He told the people that. We're not going to get in the playoffs. He even said that before the year. But he says we'll be very competitive. And he's right on the money, and they are competitive. Yep.
I don't know, man. I would say if there's two or three more games they lose, if they lose the Dolphins, which they will, and then they lose the one after, he'll just start tanking the rest of the season for the first round, the picks, and then he'll liquidate the fucking team. They'll start right the fuck over. They will keep anything that works and just fucking draft pick for draft pick for draft pick for draft pick, and then pick the number one spot.
You know, the quarterback
he's not above. If
out.
He pays bounties, he's not above tanking.
Well, there's a guy.
And the refs don't like us for that either.
There's a great quarterback coming out of college. He's a generational, like, guy, man. And the people that would tank for this quarterback, they say.
Which one?
I forget his name, but they say he's great. It could be the guy on Oregon, or it could be on Florida. It's one of those teams, man. Great
you're
young
talking about out of college.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see about that.
Richardson,
I mean, that's what they said about Justin Fields, and I think he's been tanking.
Yeah.
But let's see here. The other big surprise, the Bengals. They just gave that kid Joe Burrow a shitload of money.
Big money.
And he's off to a 2-0 start. 0-2.
Yeah, but you know what?
I told you they were a shitty team. I told you 2 weeks ago when I watched them play. I told you they were a shitty team then. They're a shitty team now. Like
Joe
Burrow
is a good quarterback, that young guy. He is. He just pulled the muscle in his calf, but he's going to play this
season. Yeah, pull this muscle right here.
He pulled it for real.
Pull this.
What are you going to have, a commercial now, you guys?
And the Texans are still, 0-2. So we're calling for a commercial. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Calling for a commercial?
I have a cigar right here I'm going to light up. Let me light up this cigar.
While the commercial is on.
I have this nice cigar right here. I'm trying to segue into
doing?
I have a nice cigar.
All right, so we'll do the commercials then. We'll go ahead and be back. And on the other side of this break, though, we're going to do our predictions, and we're going to talk more. We still have the Denver report that I'm so anxious to hear more about. We talked about Denver because we didn't really get all the questions answered. I still say there's going to be a freaking...
And I want to know the Jets report. I want to know the New York report. I want to know what's going on in New York, so we'll find that out, too.
Yeah,
okay,
so all that and more right here on Pigskin Nation, week 3, baby.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
We welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping litter, well, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the Valley, every highway looking dandy, so future generations can enjoy too. Champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Pigskin Nation. As I try to, you know, get the rust off.
You did good.
You wanted
you
to hear
good.
Something about the Jets, right? In New York.
I gotta get the
I'm
fucking rust off, man. This is fucking horrific.
I'm gonna read one sentence.
You hit the right bumper. That's perfect. That's good. And you missed the commercial, but that's okay. And I like that band, the Black Sabbath. So use that. We're gonna use that as like this show's bumper. So that one, I'm a bad boy. That's a great tune. So that was perfect.
All right.
Good job. I give you a B.
Thank you. A B. Hey, a B is acceptable.
Let's get back to some football.
Indeed.
You wanted to know something about New York, the Jets, right? Tell us what's going on. The Jets have lost. They're playing the Patriots this weekend. The Jets have lost the last 14 games against the Patriots, entering their Week 3 matchup Sunday at MetLife Stadium in Jersey. The streak, which began in 2016 when the Jets lost both matchups, is the second longest current regular season losing streak any team has against one of the opponent, because they're in the same division. The Jets are shit against the Patriots. Holy crap.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Put me down
for the
freaking Jets.
Right.
I don't give a shit how many times the Patriots have beat them. The Jets have a badass defense, and they're going
to
have old Bill
down?
Belichick scratching his head all evening. And I think it's going to be bad for the Patriots, and the Patriots will start
like
out 0-3.
We're not doing our predictions now.
No, we're not.
Oh,
doing it.
Well, shit! I better put the brake on the put the foot on the brake then. Hell.
Well, keep your thought. You picked the Jets. We'll remember that.
We'll do it
yeah,
in 5
okay.
minutes. You know, whatever.
Patriots.
Right.
What is the? Yeah, I. What is Aaron Rodgers doing?
At the Jets.
Okay, but what is Aaron Rodgers doing? That's the big question.
Aaron Rodgers, what did he do against the Patriots?
He's probably rehabbing right now.
He's rehabbing, that's for sure. He says he's going to
show
no
in
news.
A lot of freaking pain.
You know that? He
said
that
he's in a lot of pain.
You know, he's living in California in his house, and he ordered a hyperbaric chamber to put his ankle in.
Yeah, you know what he's doing right now? He's squeezing the pump to get more of that Dilaudid.
Yeah, he's a hippie, man. Even his friends call him that. He's a hippie.
He's fucking squeezing. He's got his hand on the pump.
I like the guy. He's weird. Who knew the guy was like that? He says he had a different personality until he went and took the ayahuasca in the jungle. He went with a couple other football players. He didn't mention who they were. And they went into these huts in the middle of the jungle where they take it. And they shut the lights and everything. And it's in darkness. He said something like, you're in darkness for 3 or 4 hours. And
do you know that the Jets were are 1 or 2 points away from being 0-2? That first game was, they won the game by just such a slim. What was this? It was like a 1 point, or it was in overtime or something like that.
Right. A lot of games.
So so theoretically, they're also one of those teams that could be 0-2.
If they
honestly
get a quarterback. They were saying they were going to get the guy that's on the Rams. What's his name? Stafford?
No, man, it's not the Jets. It's not the Jets, man. The Cowboys beat the shit out of the Jets, 30-10.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Cowboys are going to be one of those teams. They're going to probably win. They're going to be fighting for the NFC East. Yep. Championship.
Yeah, Dallas is going to have a rough schedule coming in. Well, they're all games, and they all got to play them, right? They got to play them all, week after week. But December's looking like it's going to be a rough month for the Cowboys.
Yeah. That's why they say the Jets have a hard schedule the first 6 games, and then the second half is a lot easier, they said. But I have a feeling that
they haven't got a court. I thought, but what happened to those people we talked about last week?
What?
Did they get? Have they talked to anybody? Has anybody flown in? Has anybody come in to talk to anybody?
The owners, Johnson? They don't. They don't meddle in the team like the guy on Dallas. Like what's his name? The owner of the Cowboys.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah. Because the guy Johnson, the brothers, they own the Jets. They don't get involved, if they have to get somebody and they need a lot of, a trade or something, they'll talk to them. Yeah. A lot of coaches like to work for the Jets and the Giants. Because the Maras own, they're one of the oldest owners.
What are the Giants? What are the Giants doing? How is their
the Giants are 1-1. They had
1-1. So
you see, Daniel Jones, he's had a bad first half, terrible interceptions, and then in the second half he threw 5 touchdowns in a row. Not 5. He ran for 1, and
he looked good at the end of that game.
That's right. That guy,
Daniel Jones, they were expecting him to win.
He looks like a different guy now, like more sure.
This game was the Cardinals were beating the shit out of him the whole game, and then what seemed in the last half,
the second
middle
half,
of the third or whatever, they just picked it up and came back and beat him 31-20.
Daniel Jones won that game for the Giants because you could tell he was they were going for with him. I see what happens when you have one of those cigars.
A nice cigar.
He didn't want to ride home. He didn't want to get to New York at that airport being 0-2, that's for sure.
So now we heard about the New York Minute from Lou. The Texans lost and the Cowboys won. What's the thought?
The Texans have the rookie quarterback, right? So did the
they do.
The Cardinals also. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the quarterback that went two.
Chuck, I was talking to Chuck.
C.J. Stroud. So C.J. Stroud from, you know, the Ohio State, all right, is now the Texans quarterback. And by the way, no quarterback from Ohio State has ever been a great quarterback in the NFL is what they're saying. And it seems like that's applying to C.J. Stroud too. However, you know, sometimes looks are deceiving because I think the kid does have something.
Yeah, but
he's very
number one pick is too short.
He's
they
very
said
knowledgeable.
He's, only about
and he's a student
nine,
of the game, which I like. So we'll have to wait and see, man. The thing about the Texans is their whole offensive line got injured, before the season even began. So they're screwed with these new guys they got.
Yep.
Their defense is playing, you know, I mean, they're playing okay. They could get better. And they got a long road ahead, man. The Texans, to be honest. They got a long
road
ahead.
I'll tell you, man, I like the young quarterback that's on the Colts. Richardson, is that his name?
Oh,
the
kid from Miami.
He has
the Gator.
He's going to be a very good quarterback, that guy. He has a mild concussion. He'll play this
And
week.
He's the one that went last. So out of the better quarterbacks, you know, he's the one that went, you know, last, so we'll see how that develops. But, I think the guy's got the size. He's got the size and the speed.
Yep.
So, I think he's going to develop.
He's like a running back playing quarterback. He has arms that are like his biceps. He's a monster. And he could throw beautiful spirals, you know? I like Richardson.
Yeah.
I do.
I like Anthony. Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah. Right.
So we'll see how he develops throughout the years. And let's see. Oh, yeah. And, of course, the Cowboys. I mean, it's still way too early with these guys. Although this is the first time in a long time they started out, you know, 2-0.
How old is the quarterback on Dallas?
He's 30. He's
30.
Dak
in his
Prescott.
30.
And therein lies my – there is my issue with the Cowboys. He's never shown that he can be consistent when it comes to playing, a good team
game.
And when it counts the most. And so, until
he
does.
He did win a first-round matchup, I think, in his
He's
career.
Won a couple now, right? So he's won maybe one or two, but that's
But he
it.
Doesn't win division.
In his whole freaking career. So he's been a big tease, this Dak Prescott. So it's time for him to deliver, man.
You know something? Dallas has fans all over the country, but in New York, there's a lot of Dallas fans. I don't know why. Really.
Texas is coming everywhere. There's so many Texans in Colorado, too. Like, I drive, and I'm like, oh, there's an asshole driving. I'm like, oh, it's Texas. Oh, that explains it.
Goddamn right,
like,
baby. That's how you drive.
Shitty-ass driver, and I'm like, oh, it's
That's
Texas.
Exactly how
it's
we
not
fucking
California
drive.
Anymore.
We're proud of it. And we don't
it's
drive those little electric cars either. If it's not a fucking V8 with a 350 or more, it's a piece of shit.
It's the traffic that's in New York compared to Texas. Texas roads are like,
you don't understand traffic. California is nothing. The big city is nothing compared to Colorado traffic. You will be stuck for 40 minutes not moving at all. You turn your car off and you can just sit on your fucking hood.
Oh,
you go. It takes you an hour and a half to go a block. You can get out and
why
walk.
They make these
because they're
these
doing
turns.
Construction and we're gonna get to now. I want to do the Denver Colorado thing. I want to give the rest of the info about what's going on in Colorado, and then we'll do the picks because we're almost at the top of the hour.
Yeah, do the Denver report.
Yeah, do the Denver report. We did the Texas two steps. No, we did the Texas two step. We did the New York minute, and now it's the Rocky Mountain High. Rocky Mountain High. Okay, so the Denver report. Number one. Russell Wilson, like I said, he broke that record. What was it? The most rushing yards with the most passing yards.
Yeah, he had a lot of rushing yards. That was That's right.
But it was enough to break a record. So he's like number one on that. Like
he
I said, he's number four.
Number. He called his own number.
He's number four in week two. He's number four in the quarterback ratings and rankings and shit.
You know,
so
he must
it was
be
discovered.
Up in the rushing. He must be up with the rushing leads. Yep.
Well, he has to rush because his offensive line is offensive. But so that is one of the big issues is the offensive line. But Russell Wilson seems to be doing a good job, but he does a lot of he dumps it, you know, does it to his check down. You know, a couple yards here, a couple yards there, and they haven't been running it for a minute. But
how
so,
many
but
carries
he, so
did he have? Russell Wilson.
I don't know, but he had more yards than the entire other rushing or our rushing team. Not in the game. He broke the record in history. Like it's for all time.
Oh,
he had 5,000 rushing yards and 40,000 throwing yards or something like that. He's the only player in history to take achieve those. But anyway, it doesn't matter because it's the defense who gave up 30 fucking points in the second half because I don't know why.
Who calls the play?
Well, I'll tell you why. I know why.
Vance Joseph.
Russell Wilson. Yeah, Vance Joseph. He's giving up all the points. But Russell Wilson is playing great the way he's playing because he knows. He knows what Sean
You know
Payton
something? How come
of.
Sean Payton doesn't
and
say
Sean Payton will put a fucking bounty on his
head.
He
should have the last say-so, man. Really.
But listen, that hit that he didn't get suspended. He just got fined. But that hit, if you look at it again, it's shoulder. He led with his shoulder. He didn't even hit the helmet. But that's why when they don't show the replay, you know they're wrong. When they don't show it again, it's not for gruesomeness. It's because we didn't do it. You know, there's a story that has to go right. So the refs. Like, after they don't like the Broncos because of the bounties, and they still have a vendetta against Sean Payton, and so does the NFL. If a cop is following you and you're not doing anything wrong, they will eventually find something to pull you over for. Same with the referees. They're watching the Broncos so close and they're calling the things that they usually wouldn't call on other people, like the last play of the last game where it was the two-point conversion for overtime, and that was clearly pass interference. But it doesn't matter because they should have never been in that situation in the first place. You had the lead, and they gave up 32 fucking points in there. No,
referees.
That is the defense.
There could be two referees in the game, right? And one guy calls penalties if you put your arms around somebody, like, you know, while you're running, and some don't. And that's what happened in the Denver game.
There's no and the refs were probably like, we don't want it to affect the game, the score, but they really did. By not calling it, it did affect the game and the score. And now on to the other big football thing that's going on in Colorado is, of course, the CU Buffs and Coach Prime and how – when they hired him, they said, we have no idea how we're going to pay him. They didn't have the money to hire him, but they did anyway. So they hired him, and they sold out the every home game now
you
is
know
sold
what?
Out.
I
That's
think he's taking a very small salary because he's looking to get in the NFL. I know it. When his son goes.
Not for a minute. He wants to stay. For a minute. Now, I would really think that they're going to be coming after him because they want black coaches, right? Because they have to have it, not for the quota, but just because that's why Vance Joseph got hired to the Broncos in the first place is because there was the rumor that John Elway was racist because he hasn't hired black people, so they hired a black coach to prove that he wasn't racist.
Yeah, but they had great quarterbacks that were black. Denver.
That's a lot of speculation,
but
I like it. I think you're spot on, even though it's, you know, speculation.
It's all speculation, but
you're dead on.
It sucks that if the Broncos couldn't, like, get on the energy with the Buffs, because they should be winning, right? There's this energy because it's like, you know, really finally, and the CSU game was like one of the best games ever. Like it was, you know, and it was definitely a Colorado game, but the Buffs
are killing.
And
you make a great point about you make a great point there, Mr. President, about the refs just watching Sean Payton and his, you know, and his people like a bunch of freaking hawks, man. They can't get over, you know, this bounty gate that happened, what, 10 years, 12, how many, 20, 38, 90
you know,
years ago?
They said that there's a lot of people waiting for Deion Sanders to do something because he's always like, you know, he's apt to do, you know, something will happen. Like, really, that guy is.
Well, right now he's winning and Vance Joseph is losing again. And
he's
the one
guy.
Everybody.
A wild man.
People still hating on Russell Wilson are ridiculous.
That's
and that is apparently the report on the Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
There you go. That's right. The news. And that everybody hates Vance Joseph and they want to fire him now. But,
so Vance Joseph made a brief stop here in Houston. Back in, like, I don't know, 20, maybe 11 or maybe shortly after that, somewhere around that. Somewhere around there.
With the Texans?
He was here for a brief
he had,
moment.
What's his name, A.J. Watt? Because he was on the Texans, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
And was he there?
I can't exactly remember when exactly, but I know he was here. I remember him.
Because Watt just retired a year ago, and he was on McAfee, and that guy is very knowledgeable about.
When he was the head coach in Denver, the games were lost because he had to be. He loved that prevent defense. He loves that. He loves that bend don't break. But it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore.
That's old stuff, man.
Yeah, man. Because the offenses are so much more. They're just so much more intuitive now. It's a totally different game than it was. 10 years ago. Totally
right.
Different.
Right.
That's
now,
why he's a failure and he needs to go. But the Broncos need to either if they can't win this week, then they just need to think about because what they're 79-1.
They win. You know, they have a chance to win. They really do, I think.
No, the Dolphins are going to kill it. Well, that brings us, I guess, to prediction.
Dolphins are 6.5-point favorites.
Well, let's start up at the top of the list.
Yeah,
all
right. First game, Thursday football. 49ers against the Giants. Wow, given 10 points, San Francisco.
I get 49ers. I say yes, 49ers.
I got to take 49ers. No, man. I'm not going to go. I'm going 49ers.
You want points. You really care.
I was talking about the 49ers before the season started. Hollywood's got the 49ers.
But it's
about you, Chuck?
Against.
Chuck, who do you like?
I mean, as much as I would like to see the Giants go in there and just beat the shit out of the 49ers, I hate the Giants.
It's a big
okay, but I mean, I would still love for them to go in there and beat the crap out of the 49ers.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're capable of doing
that. I like Brock Purdy.
They're not there yet. So you got to put me down for the 49ers on this
right.
one. And I will be watching this game.
We all pick the same. No, 49ers. Okay, Sunday we go Patriots against the Jets. 3 points Patriots are given to the Jets at New York. So...
At New York. I say the Patriots. Oh my God! Yeah, okay, Patriots.
You're taking Bill Belichick.
No.
I don't.
How many interceptions did your guy throw?
What?
Patriots.
The 3-point favorite.
Patriots for me, Chuck. What did you take? You took the Jets.
Okay. Patriots. Chuck,
the other
you
team.
Take the Jets.
Yes, I got the Jets.
Okay.
I think the quarterback will clean his act up enough to take the Patriots out. Patriots will be 0-3 to start their season in the first time in forever.
And the Jets,
when's the last time they started out 0-3? I don't know when it was, but I'll
happen.
Tell you what. It's going to be 2023, 0-3 for the Patriots. Put it down, baby.
Here we go. Next game, Buffalo Bills. against the Commanders. Buffalo given 6.5. I like the Commanders. That's the Redskins.
Oh, you're talking about the Redskins.
I would take the Buffaloes, but I have a feeling the Redskins, but I'll take the Bills again. I'll take the Bills.
Redskins, you're taking the Bills. And Chuck, what are you taking?
Man, I just don't know what makes the Redskins so good this year.
The quarterback.
All of a sudden, they're 2-0.
That's why it was hard.
Who did they beat? Let's see, who in the hell have they beat? What the hell's going on with these guys?
Who did they beat last week?
Are they eating their fucking Wheaties and shit? They beat the Broncos.
They beat Denver.
35-33.
And who did they
beat?
They beat them. And they beat in the second game who?
No, that was the second game. The first game they beat up on, let's see here, they beat the Cardinals.
So
both of their wins have been by under 5 points. They beat the Cardinals by
4. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to win. I don't think they're going to be undefeated. I don't think they're going to be undefeated.
I
got to go with the Bills.
I
got to go with the Bills.
You got
put me down for
the
Bills, man. I
got
to go for the Bills, too.
Chuck. All right.
Josh Allen's got to clean his act up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I expect the Bills. They got a good defense, too, so put me down for the Bills.
The Dolphins against the Broncos at Miami, giving 6.5, the Dolphins are. And I'm taking the Broncos, really, even though that's going
to
be
I'm supposed to say that I'm supposed to say the Broncos, but because we're going for points – and I don't think the referees will ever give, because they were at home, and the script is not for the Broncos to win. The script for this year is them to fail miserably. They come close to winning, but then fail miserably. And so I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Miami. Oh, you faked everybody.
I have to take the Broncos, but I'm telling you, the Miami Dolphins are going to win. If I wasn't a Bronco, I have to take the Broncos, and because I have no choice. But they're going to lose, and the Dolphins are going to win. But the Broncos put me down. Yay!
Right, all right, Miami and under the palm trees or the Broncos.
Chuck,
I am taking. I'm going with Miami. As much as I can't believe it, I think Miami's going to win
this
game.
Be
who's
a
writing
crazy
this shit
game.
Down?
I know it. It's going to be a crazy
who's,
game. It's going to be a good game, too.
Blue. Blue's
is anybody
got it.
Writing it down?
Yeah, I am.
We
got to
go back and
write it down
this.
Every
crap.
Week, and I take the page out of the paper, and I save every page. So at the end of the season, I'll have 16. I have all the picks.
Beautiful.
Okay.
That's
Jaguars.
That's why they call him Sweet Lou. They call him Sweet Lou.
Jacksonville Jaguars against the Texans. Jacksonville given 9.5 points. Wow, that's a lot.
All right.
The Texans really Texans really that bad, 9.5 points?
They are. They are that bad. But having said that, I'm
going to
go with the Texans because I believe not that the Texans will win, but that the Jacksonville Jaguars will lose this game. Longhair will throw a few interceptions.
So you take the Texans.
And
taking
the Texans.
All right.
What are the records of the Jaguars?
Jaguars, I don't know what their record is. I'm taking the Jaguars.
1-1, probably. 1-1, probably.
Yeah, they're 1-1. The Jaguars are 1-1. Texans are 0-2.
Yeah, but the
Jaguars have
that quarterback that was the number one pick a couple of years ago.
Okay, I'll go the Jaguars too. I'll go Jaguars.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
man, I should go Jaguars too, man. Who the fuck am I kidding?
That one and put you on Jaguars.
Well, no. If you want to vote against the, because I really feel like I should just say the Dolphins too for my other pick. Because
Chuck, you want me to change it to Jaguars?
Put down the Jaguars, man.
All right.
We all say Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Where are they playing at?
They're playing at the Jaguars. At the Jaguars.
Yeah, long hair is going to win.
Yeah. All right. Detroit Lions against the Falcons. Detroit Lions are favored by 3.
And Falcons. Falcons are the team. Falcons, something about them. Something about Falcon Landing. Falcon Landing. The Falcons will be
there.
This is going to
be a good game. And you
Falcons.
Know what? I'm taking the Lions.
I'm going to take the Lions. They're going to put a stop to that undefeated streak.
Right. Quarterback, they're going to win because they came in close.
Put me down for the fucking Falcons. That's going to happen. They're going to be like 14-2 or whatever. I'm serious. Don't fuck with me. That's my dog pound pick of the week.
Cleveland Browns.
That's not
against
a real dog. Get the fuck out of here.
Cleveland Browns. Anthony, crazy. The Cleveland Browns against the Texans at Cleveland.
The Texans are going to lose again. Didn't we already
Browns
just predict the
favorite.
Texans?
They're going to lose twice in 1 week.
The whole thing is, Deshaun Watson.
Wait! How is that possible? He just predicted the Texans to was going again. Did you mean the Cowboys?
No, it's the Cleveland Browns against the Titans.
Texans.
He was in the right neighborhood.
The Jaguars against the Texans. We're up to this game. Cleveland against the Titans. And
what are the records of both?
Right. And Cleveland's 3.5-point favorite. And it's
Cleveland
what are the
is one and
though?
One. Cleveland is 1-1 and
Deshaun Watson.
Oh shit.
Deshaun Watson was out of football 2 years, and it's going to take him a few games to get
the Browns are 2-0. The Browns are 2-0, though, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they lost one game or if they didn't.
What are the Browns?
The Browns are 1-1. They lost this week to the Steelers.
So they're 1-1, and then who are they playing? The Titans. And what are they? The Titans are 1-1 as well. Titans are 1-1 as well.
And the Browns, you want to know something? I'm taking them.
How
many women sued that guy?
He gets a massage everywhere he goes.
Massage parlors. He had a problem. He used to.
He just calls him on Instagram. There's plenty of them to go around. All you got to do is open up an Instagram account.
Put me down for the
shit Browns, too. Yeah.
Shit stains. Put me down for the shit stains, the Browns. The shit stains. That's what you call the shit stain, the Browns. I got the Browns. Oh, I got to go to the toilet because I got the Browns.
I'm going to take those same Browns.
Okay, you got
the shit stains.
Yep.
Here we go with
the next game. San Diego Chargers against the Vikings at Minnesota Vikings, giving only 1 point to Chargers.
Chargers. They're gonna go too. That's the Chargers. I mean,
I
they're one
the
and they're oh, they're two and oh, no, they're what are
they're
they? 2-0,
two.
Right?
They're
0-2.
They had
and what are the Vikings? The Vikings are.
The Vikings are
0-2 as well.
1-1.
I don't know. I say the Chargers. I'm looking at the standings.
I'm taking the Chargers. You're taking the Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers.
The quarterback
as well.
On Minnesota. He lost the game at the end of the game. in the first game. Yeah, what's his name? That
yeah, I'm taking the Chargers to get their first win.
Yeah, okay, Chargers. We all took the Chargers. Okay.
And the Broncos, even though I picked the Broncos to win, I'm telling you next week that they are going to be 0-3, and it is going to be the It's going to be another close game. It's going to be one of those where it's another, like, two-point game where they could have won or something stupid didn't happen.
Yeah, it'll be another full-blown conspiracy theory.
Probably
it'll
be
another full-blown conspiracy theory.
So even though I have to go with the Broncos, say, yay, go, and lose that point next week, I say that because they're going to lose. But, yeah, okay.
Okay, Ravens.
Broncos should be 0-3.
Ravens. Where do they play the Ravens? What city?
They play in Baltimore.
Baltimore Ravens giving 7.5 points against Indianapolis Colts. Wow, that's a
They're
great
playing
team.
That shithole Baltimore. It's a freaking shithole town.
That's, yeah, and Odell Beckham is out with an injury, right?
Colts.
I'm taking the Colts.
What are the...
Wow, but you know what? I'm not even sure.
What is the record? What are the records?
The Colts, I think, 2-0. Well, Chuck?
The Colts? No, the Colts are 1-1.
1-1.
The Ravens
Raven?
Are 2-0.
2-0.
Mm. Yeah, the Ravens are 2-0.
Bush.
And I'm going to go
no,
with the
Raven,
Ravens, Raven. even though Odell Beckham is out.
Yeah. And,
that drama queen.
Anthony Richardson might be a little. I'm taking the Colts. I don't know why.
I'm going Ravens. Put me down for the Ravens.
I'm a Richardson fan.
And he's a good quarterback.
Yep. And he could probably run against them, even though the quarterback on the Ravens is. Right now, he's better than Richardson because Richardson's a rookie. But I'd say in another year, in another 2 years, he'll be just as good as him.
As Lamar Jackson, really?
Yeah. He's going to be good, that kid. Who do you pick?
No, I got the Ravens.
No, who does Hollywood pick?
Yeah, what about you, Mr. Hollywood?
Colts. All righty.
I pick the Colts.
Colts. Green Bay Packers play the New Orleans Saints. Packers give 2 points. Saints are 2-0, and the Packers are what? 1-1 or 2-0?
Fudge packing. I say also Saints. The Saints are going to be undefeated. So Saints is my choice.
Yeah, now that they got that shit thing, Sean Payton away from there. no, they
so
got that
take,
kid that wears the eyeliner.
You take the
what's his name? What's that quarterback's name? Derek Carr.
Yeah.
If you Google D-E-R, it'll pop up. Does Derek Carr wear eyeliner? It will. Do it. I dare you.
I thought this
but
Derek
I digress.
Carr, he retired? No. It was another quarterback that retired this year.
No, Derek Carr is playing for the – he got thrown off of the – he
the
got
Raiders.
Shipped off from the Raiders.
Yeah.
And the Saints picked him up.
Right. And that's
but, yeah, put me down
right,
for the – he's got a big
quarterback.
Chip on his shoulder.
That's why they've won 2 games. Right. So
he's
I
got
take,
a big chip on his shoulder right now, yeah, so put yeah. me down for him.
Okay.
For the Saints.
We all have them. All right. Seattle Seahawks at Panthers. Seahawks at home, given 6.5.
At home, yes, Seattle. Seattle, yes.
Seattle.
At home.
Oh, you're taking Seattle, too? Okay.
That quarterback they got over there in Seattle, man, it took him a while, but it looks like he's developed.
Yep.
So, yeah, put me down for Seattle.
Okay. There's a lot of, you know, young quarterbacks. The old quarterbacks are out. and there's just a few left now. The Chiefs against the Bears, and Kansas City's at home, giving 13 points to Chicago, shit Chicago. So I'll take the Chiefs.
That's what I was going to say. I don't want the Chiefs to win, but I'm pretty sure they're going to. So Chiefs.
They are, right. They still.
I don't see the Bears doing well. Bears are in the toilet. The Bears are in the toilet this year, too. They're the Browns. They're brown.
Because they continue to push this quarterback. It's all fake, man.
Yeah.
He's freaking horrible. And they're trying to make him into a big star.
They're not using him right.
Because
I watched that kid in college. And he used to throw
the
ball
and hit receivers.
Now they got him running all over the place. And he's not the same quarterback that he was in college. Why don't they do that? Get his playbook. They could take that. They got to draft it. They could get that and try it, man. It can't hurt because I'll tell you, he's playing terrible. All right, so I think the Chiefs.
I'm not convinced it's the playbook, but we'll see. This is his third year already.
You want the Chiefs, right, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, you got to put me down for it. What the hell is that noise, T-Rock? Holy shit.
I'm looking for my cigar.
Oh. Cowboys against the Cardinals. Dallas against the Cardinals.
Hey, guess
what?
Guess who else is going to be undefeated besides the Falcons? It's going to be the Cowboys. I take the Cowboys, please.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah, you got to put me down for the Cowboys.
Yeah, Dallas is
you really?
Long shot. Not in, before the season started. Who would have thought, right? Who would have thought? Okay, here we go. Three games left. Steelers against the Raiders. Steelers 1-point favorite over the Raiders, and the Raiders are at home in Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
I'll take the Raiders.
I'll take the Steelers.
I'm going with the Steelers, man. Put me down for the Steelers beating the Raiders.
He's the quarterback. Trickett. I don't see much in that kid.
Hate the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Let me tell you something.
Like the hate. You know, they say the hated Raiders.
If I'm not mistaken, right now the odds are on the coach of the Raiders. To
they
be the first
that,
one fired.
You ever see what they have in the Raider games? These people in behind the goalposts, they paint their faces like skeletons, black, and all kinds of like chains and stuff. The Raider fans are crazy.
Yeah.
Raider Nation.
Oh, yeah. It's a bunch of madness.
Madness, right. I bet you they have good tailgate parties, though. Yeah, barbecue.
Yeah.
All right, the Eagles against the Buccaneers, at the Buccaneers. Eagles are getting 5.5 points.
Tampa Bay.
And they're both 2-0.
You want Tampa Bay. All right. And
man.
You know,
2-0 at home. They're losing 5 points. I think they have the advantage. There's something about that humidity that's going to fuck everybody else up.
You
the humidity makes the ball go different. And the Broncos are going to succumb to it. And so are
the quarterback on the Buccaneers.
Eagles.
He's won 2 in a row. But everybody says that he's going to start throwing interceptions. Because he's, you know.
Miracle.
So
that's the Denver Broncos are the miracle.
But
taking the Eagles.
Put me down for the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers, Chuck. All right.
I'm going with Baker Mayfield on this one.
Yeah. Here's the last game. Cincinnati Bengals giving 1.5 points to the Rams. Bengals are at home.
Oh, the Rams, of course. The Bengals are sucky. They're shit stains. They're Browns. They are awful.
I'm going to take the Bengals because they need a win, and they got the personnel to do it, I feel.
They need a win. They ain't getting shit.
I'm taking the Bengals.
If it look, Looks like I'm taking the other people, whoever's not there. Is that Monday
the
night?
Rams.
Is that the Monday night game?
That's
you got the Rams.
Yeah, that's the Monday night game. Yep. So there's
who the hell is quarterbacking for the Rams? Is it still Stafford?
Yeah, that's the guy they were talking about making the trade maybe with the Jets. And it's still not
happening. I choose the Rams.
Right.
Fuck
I put it down. So here are the picks, fellas, for week two.
Good. Week three. And the points are, it's tied for first place is Chuck and the United World Champion, President Mr. Hollywood Tony P at 17. And then Sweet Lou is at 16. And I came back from a two-point deficit to be tied for the lead with Chuck Pigskin.
So I'm one behind?
Yeah, you're one behind.
Boy, it's a hot race. Hot race. Hey, this is
so
good.
So, guys,
I like this.
Is this good that we let it all out?
Yep.
Well, I told you, but the cool thing is every week it's like I'm getting not more confident in the picks, but you can see the way the teams are going, and you kind of know, like, where is the story, because that's very important to the NFL, and they try to drive it that way. You can try to tell me it doesn't, but the referees are to lean one way just to make sure. What about that guy who covered the spread? And now he didn't kick that meaningless field goal to cover the spread. He kicked that meaningless field goal because in a tiebreaker, sometimes it may go by points to get into the playoffs, and every point counts. However, everybody thinks that that team kicked that meaningless field goal at the end of that game when they were losing so that the team would cover the spread and the Vegas would not lose money.
What's stopping the referees from making a bet, right?
They decide games all the time. They don't. It's insane. And when they don't, they still do it.
I saw one of the games where one guy hardly touched the quarterback and he got flagged for roughing the passer. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. I saw games like that all weekend. The questionable roughing the passer calls continue.
Terrible.
It's disgusting. But, guys,
well, the
also,
the Bronco game,
nobody
the Bronco talk, game, the momentum
about
changed.
The fight.
Nobody what, Chuck?
Nobody's talking about the fights, and I'm not talking about on the field. I'm talking about in the stands. There's just too many fights lately in games. Somebody got killed in the fucking Patriots game.
Isn't that stupid? In New York, if somebody gets in a fight, Yankee Stadium or Shea Stadium, they throw them out immediately, and they tell them to get off the property. Of course, they don't want that. There's kids in the stadium.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. People go there to have a good time, and then people are fucking it up for everybody.
Drink. They drink all them beers, and then they look at other people's wives. And the next thing you know, people are getting hit in the face. That's a pisser.
Oh, man. We got to go, man. We got to check out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for Mr. President, Hollywood Tony P, Mr. Hollywood, and for Lou from Brooklyn Matters, I am Chucky Pigskin, and thank you for listening, but I do not have the song cued. What's it called, Mr. Hollywood?
Well, first of all, I am the United World Champion. Over 400 days of being champion, and I have it tattooed on my arm to prove it. And I would say it is the letter ZZ is what you're looking for. ZZ. Endings. ZZ endings.
ZZ Top from
tonight.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.